Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're getting an update on the home energy efficiency journey of Possibly's co-founder, Stephen Porter. We had reporter Seti Ann Blatchford take a field trip to Stephen's house to check it out.
Hey, Megan.
Hey, Seti Ann. So Stephen has spent years trying to make his home more energy efficient.
That's right.
We've actually been before on Possibly to talk about heat pumps, to talk about electric cars, to talk about lots of things. But today we're here to talk about windows.
Can you tell me a little bit about what makes Stephen's windows so interesting?
Sure, Megan. Well, first of all, they don't look or sound like most of the windows you see around New England. Instead of two sections that slide past each other,
this is a window that looks more like a door.
And rather than opening with a, it's more of a,
so that's opening like a door. But if you turn the handle all the way up, it actually falls towards you, and that's really nice for venting.
Okay, why does that matter? Does the way a window opens really affect how good it is at keeping out the cold?
It does, actually. Because the tilt-turn windows in Stephen's house don't have a break in the middle, they're much more air and watertight than traditional sliding windows. But it's not just the shape of the window that's different, it's also the window itself.
It's actually three panes of glass, but it looks like one.
Those three panes of glass have special coatings and are separated by thin gaps filled with argon or krypton gas.
Argon and krypton? What do those do?
They basically act as an extra layer of insulation, kind of like one of those double-walled glass mugs you might have seen, except argon and krypton do an even better job of stopping heat transfer than air.
So Stephen got new windows to keep heat from getting out of his house?
Well, not exactly. When Stephen retrofitted his house to be more energy efficient, he purposefully didn't get new windows installed.
Everyone always told me that windows don't really pay for themselves in energy savings. They're not that big a deal. Like, it's the last thing you should do. So I followed that advice, and it's not bad advice.
Is that advice true?
Well, in Stephen's case, it definitely could be. It might take a long time for the money saved from these extra efficient windows to be more than the cost of installing them.
Okay, so then why did he do it?
Well, as Stephen puts it,
I have a colleague at Brown who's a real expert on building efficiency, and I was telling him about the windows, and he said, yeah, new windows aren't strictly necessary from an energy perspective in most cases, but they sure are nice to have. I kind of feel like that's how I feel.
And he makes a good point. There are all sorts of testing and certification standards for how well windows perform from an energy standpoint. But at the end of the day, Stephen and his wife were just getting sick of their old windows.
Finally, when the fifth window broke and the ice was forming on the inside of the window, we were like, you know what? We're going to do it for comfort. We're not going to do it for energy savings. It's not going to pay for itself. But like, you live in your house a lot, and it's important and nice to have a comfortable house.
So it really sounds like for Stephen, this decision was as much about basic comfort as anything else.
Definitely. And the thing is, just because comfort is harder to measure than cost or efficiency doesn't mean it's not important.
I can totally agree with that. So what should I do first if I want to make my home more comfortable?
Well, a good first step is figuring out what changes might make the biggest difference. You can start by getting an energy evaluation of your home. You can hire a professional energy assessor or go to the Department of Energy's website to find instructions for a DIY home energy assessment.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks, Seti Ann. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the ways your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Ocean State Media, and WBRU.